भगवद गीता 12.11 अथ तदप्यशक्तोऽसि कर्तुं मद्योगमाश्रितः सर्वकर्मफलत्यागं ततः कुरु यतात्मवान्। कृष्ण इज कंटिन्यूइंग डिस्क्राइबिंग हाउ ही इज डीलिंग विथ हाउ वन कैन अप्रोच हिम at various levels, and in that connection he states over here that we can approach him even at the level of selflessness. He has talked about three previous levels: just be absorbed in him, that was 12.8, strive to think of him, that was 12.9, and on level lower was work for him, 12.10. Now he is moving forward and he is stating that if one cannot do that, or if one cannot work for him also, taitadapya shaktosi kartum madyogam ashritaha, then what can they do? Sarva karma falatyagam. And then the person can just renounce the fruits of work. Tatah kuru yat atmavan. And in this way, one can become atmavan, self-situated. So sometimes, material and spiritual life are seen as opposite. And at one level, that is true, because the soul and the body are different. But the soul and body are together right now. And the soul, even for its spiritual realization, needs the body. Shariram dharma sadhanam. And when we strive to move towards spiritual realization, bhakti yoga is a direct process, because we connect with the whole of which we as souls are parts, that is Krishna. But if somehow somebody is not able to connect, that does not mean that they are permanently irredeemably disqualified. No. Even if in whatever they are doing, they cultivate selflessness, then that itself is a way by which they can progress upwards. By becoming self-situated, they can actually become self-situated by becoming selfless, which is a striking paradox, because normally we think of these two as opposed to each other, as different. Now, generally we think of to be selfless is to have less for the self. Say if I have some delicacy, some sweet, some chocolate, some cake, some dessert, which if I'm selfless and I give it to someone else, then I won't have it for myself. So when we become selfless, it seems as if we will have less for the self. But that's not necessarily true, and that is indicated here in this verse, where it is stated that we all can become Atmavan. The word Atmavan is very striking, that Atma is the soul, Van is usually the suffix that indicates possession. So, Dhanavan is the person who possesses Dhana. Buddhiman, the same, just because of the conjugation of words, but the one has become Man, one who is intelligent. Balavan, one who has strength. So here it is an Atmavan, one who has the Atma. Now, actually speaking, we may say, this doesn't make sense. What does it mean to have the Atma? We are the Atma, isn't it? So, actually, we are the Atma, but we don't always remember that we are the Atma. So, if we could just remember that, we could move onwards in our life towards self-realization. So, we can take possession of our position only when we first have awareness of our position. You know, if a person has inherited some property somewhere far away, but that person doesn't even come to know that they have inherited it, then they cannot gain it. But if they are to, first they come to know about it, and then they can go about, follow the process for gaining it. So similarly, we need to progress towards gaining realization of whatever it is that we wish to achieve, of becoming aware that, oh, this I have already, then we can take possession of that. So, Atmavan. So, many people do not even know that they have a spiritual side, leave alone to know that they are the souls. Even if we come to know, it's theoretical knowledge not enough. We want to get practical realization. And that realization comes by taking shelter of Krishna. And if we can't take shelter of Krishna, then we can go beyond. So, if we can't take shelter of Krishna, then even if we are able to just come out of selfishness, that is also a step forward. That is also a means by which we can move closer to Krishna and we can take one step in our spiritual evolution. That's of course not the ultimate perfection. It's a long way away. From that perfection, but it is at least a step towards that perfection. So, karma falatyaga. When we do something, we always want the credit for that thing. And if you can just learn to distance ourselves from that infatuation with the material things and with possessing material things for our own enjoyment, then we can move steadily toward growing in our spiritual life and ultimately attaining Krishna. So here the essential point of this verse is that we see even a basic level selflessness, where one is charitable for a good cause and sees a poor person and gives some charity to them. There may not be any God consciousness directly in that, but it can be a step towards God consciousness. And in that way, we are just doing the tyag of the karma. Follow. And such a person can by that move towards becoming Atmavan, move towards becoming self-situated, situated in realizing one's spiritual identity. And indeed, for a soul who is an illusion, this is a major step forward. Although it's still a very long way to go towards realizing Krishna and attaining Krishna, but still it's a significant step forward. And Krishna is very inclusively in this section, encouraging the soul wherever it is to take steps forward towards Krishna, to step towards one's spiritual evolution, which will culminate in Krishna. Thank you.